Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Yeah, live from Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Radio.
Yeah, that's what's up. What's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. Thanks for tuning in, because you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me. DJ E Monster and Nikki J right here on Monstrous Radio Live. So, what's good, Nikki? How you feeling tonight? Hello.
What's good? My night is going beautifully. How is yours? Are you feeling better?
Mine is definitely monstrous. Definitely monstrous.
Terrific. We know you hurt your neck and all, but we won't get into that. No jokes cracking them. You know, we won't say, how did you hurt your neck? How did you sprain your neck? I won't ask. But,
maybe I can talk about that off air.
What have you been doing?
We're going to have a beautiful show tonight.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. We got these great interviews. So go ahead and tell the people who we're interviewing tonight.
Of course, we have the Mr. Bad Boy himself from the West Coast, Compton Menace. He will be in the building tonight, letting us know everything that's going on with new music he's dropped, his role in the movies, whatnot. He's on BET. And then we also have Deephaven Irby. If some of you may have heard that name before, he was Jay-Z's childhood friend that went to jail. And he says everything that Jay-Z raps about is about his life, truly. He's kind of like, maybe he's his ghostwriter. But we have him in the building tonight, and he's going to talk about that and the book he's writing. And, you know, he's going to spill the beans and give us all that tea, that juicy tea that everybody been wanting to know about.
Right. Right here on our Comic Cafe Urban Therapy, you know, because there are no menus, but everyone will be served what you are deserved. Let's go ahead and jump into some music right quick, just to kind of warm up for these guys while they get ready to come into the show. So check it out. Let's jump into some music by Compton Menace. This is called East Side. Let's go ahead and rock that right quick. You about ready?
I'm ready. The West Coast vibe.
All right. Go ahead and get it. We are about to go live and wait for it.
No.
Everybody wonder what I do right, what I do right.
I like to ride through the east side. I like chilling with bitches, drinking and getting high. I like to pull up a Chevy that's in sky high. I like to pull up on haters and look them in the eyes. I got the north on the east side. I got the whole world screaming out east side. I got the money, then I gotta hit the east side. You better know them niggas know me on the west side. I caught a flight, they even know me on the best side. My dead homies couldn't wait to meet left eye. Yeah, I know when niggas trip, they get chest tied. You know I love it when I'm rolling through the east side. Gotta say it twice, motherfuckers, the east side. Why the Texas niggas tell that I'm G-Light. They love selling dope, getting money in the street lights. I said homies at the party on the east side. Looking like a club and it's getting right. East side strap, but we trying to have a good night. East side water, but they know we live a good life. I like to ride through the east side. I like chilling with bitches, drinking and getting high. I
I like to pull up and Chevy that's in the sky high. I like to pull up on haters and look them in the eyes. I got the north on the east side. I got the whole world screaming out east side. I get the money, then I gotta hit the east side. That's why I gotta keep a bitch from the east side. They know I'm ordered, I'm loaded, rocking and rolling. The bitches, they want their pockets are swollen. And the haters gon' wonder where pocket holding. Tell them something, they never gon' know that my pocket stolen. I like to go and buy a car, put it in the bank. And I still got a Pyrex in the sink. And I still stack $100,000 in the bank. And I still put $20 in the tank. Pay a nigga from the east side. They know that they loving the way that he ride. They like a snake in a tank on a heat rock. Sell niggas in his cane with a sheetrock. Check. I like to ride through the east side. I like chilling with bitches drinking and getting high. I like to pull up a Chevy that's in sky high. I like to pull up on haters and look them in the eyes. I got the north on the east side. I got the whole world screaming out east side. I get the money, then I gotta hit the east side. That's why I gotta keep a bitch from the east side. Check. I like to ride through the east side. I like chilling with bitches drinking and getting high. I like to pull up a Chevy that's in sky high. I like to pull up on haters and look them in the eyes. Hey, I got the north on the east side. I got the whole world screaming out east side. I get the money, then I gotta hit the east side. That's why I gotta keep a bitch from the east side.
Compton Minute. Monstrous Radio Live. Yeah. 424-243-9649, but you gotta press 1 to call.
And this is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off. But it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you. Ka-kow, ka-kow.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over, knock that out. Ka-kow, ka-kow. You dig? So we gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
You so wrong. Oh, my gosh. Are you serious, hammer toe feet? Oh, my. Wow. You're wrong. You're so wrong. So many levels, but it's okay.
We got to start using them bad feet to our advantage. I'm just saying. So, all right, looks like one of our interviewees are here right now. Right now.
My future baby
so
day?
Let's go over here. Huh? Yeah, one of the features of today. I'm excited.
No, I said something else, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, check it out. We got Compton Minutes on the line right now. How you
doing,
sir?
What's happening with it?
It's your world.
Yeah, what's going on with it?
We just trying to get in your world. How are you doing? Long time no talk to.
I'm just out in Las Vegas right now. Get some music done.
Yes, sir. I noticed that you're always on the move. You are a busy man, but there's nothing wrong with chasing that check. You know what I'm saying? Chasing that bag. I salute you on that, sir, because every time I'm looking at your IG or something, you're constantly in motion. You're just down in Miami. So I'm just shooting a video. I'm just like, this man is on his business. He's about that check. So I salute you, sir.
You know, you got to do a lot of moving.
That. Moving and grooving.
Just, you know, you're doing a lot of stuff with the movie shit and, music.
Mm-hmm. I loved you on Tales. I love that. I was watching BET. I looked. I'm like, wait a minute. Is that? You were just everywhere popping up. You got, and then, of course, you was, I'm sorry, Ernest, I just kind of like just took over, but you were in Straight Outta Compton.
I know.
OG Two Tone.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And, just like you were just you doing your thing. You got some other movies possibly or new roles or coming up in the future?
Well, yeah, I'm in the Snowfall. No. And then there's another movie we're working on right now. I can't really say the name. But, you know, just trying to get it right. And I'm directing, too, so, you know, that's another thing I got going on.
Okay, so you put your hands in everything. That's what it's about. Not just in front, but you're behind, too. So you just, because you've been in the game for a long time, if I'm not mistaken. How old were you first got into the business?
Well, when I first got into the business, I was probably like 20 years old.
And I did not realize your age. I thought you were younger than what you look. And then I saw your age, I'm like, oh.
Grown man.
I thought you were in your 20s.
No, grown man. I'm 31.
Oh, we know you're a grown man. Oh, yeah, we know you are a grown man. Yes, you are. But I just thought you were younger. I thought you were in your 20s. But anyways, I'm sorry, Ernest. I'll back off a little bit. I know I'm just taking over the interview. But go ahead, Ernest. You can jump in since it is your show. So.
I can go now. I can go now.
For the minute. I'll back down for the minute. For the minute. Okay.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you want to hear my voice is better than yours anyway. So go ahead.
All right, bro. So basically, I mean, I guess trying to move around, which she already don't jump into. Go ahead, bro. Tell us how did it all start for you, man. I mean, in the beginning, you know, we're going to come up to the movies and all the stuff you got out now. But tell us, how did it all start for you, bro?
Came in with the Black Wall Street. You know, a couple of things that, you know, didn't work out right there as far as, you know, a brand and a movement. And, you know, leading, so I just branched off and started doing my own thing. You know, MHG, that's my label and my group that I'm moving around with, Money Hall Group. So basically, you know, just really started from the bottom and on my own, did all the shit that I had to do to, you know, get where I'm at and keep us moving.
Okay.
So tell people that who may not know what is exactly Black Wall Street.
Yeah, the Black Wall Street was a group that we had that was out of Compton that the Game Act came out with, and I think 2005. We had named it because we had got that from the original Black Wall Street. You know, they was recycling the black dollars and doing a lot of things. So we had just came up with that concept and had, you know, try to push it. So that didn't work out. You know, right thought, wrong place. Now, basically, this is a Black Wall Street reinvented. It's Money Hugs at Main Street.
Okay. And then I have a question for you. Do you get it a lot that people say that you look like somebody? Because I think of two people when I look at you, right? And this is just, it's a compliment. But do you ever, people actually ever relate it to exhibit? Do you ever get that? Yeah.
My brother.
You're a real brother, or are you saying like brother as in we grew up together, it's my bro or blood brother?
That's my brother from another mother.
Okay. But you guys look alike, the eyes, the whole nine. And I was just like, I wonder if they're related.
Last time I was there, he was just like, man, somebody else tell me I look like you, I'm going to slap the shit out of him.
And that's a compliment. Yeah. That is a compliment. And I have a question for you. I'm going to jump back in here for a second. Could you ever, if they offered you like a role on Empire, could you see yourself being on there?
Yeah, of course.
I think that's the move you should make. I could see you being on there. Just your personality and the music and how they're doing it, how it's kind of, I'm going to say corrupt, but the show, how it shows. Yeah, that's something you should work on. You know what I'm saying? I know you have your hands in a lot of stuff. I think you would be good on there.
Yeah, we
so we're
going to
put this out into the air. Yeah, we're going to put that out into the air. You know, send out good karma, good vibes, and watch. Next time we see you up on, you'll be like, damn, old girl knew what she was talking about.
I was at Jamie's house, Jamie Foxx's house with 50 Cent recently talking about, you know, some future and, you know, the shit he got going on. So, you know, you never know.
Moving and grooving, huh? Moving and shaking.
Yeah.
Okay, Ernest, do you want to go, sir, or can I keep going? On my roll, then I am.
Go with it.
I'm just trying to say, I'm not trying to hog the show. Usually I don't say too much, but I have a lot to say.
You're not
How did you come up with your name?
You're not trying.
Compton Menace. Okay, because your real name is Michael Taylor. But I'm just curious, yeah. How did you come up with? Who gave you that name, Compton Menace? Because you're from Compton, but was you like a menace? They just gave it to you? Like,
I was always, when Compton came in there, just because I'm from Compton.
Yeah, that part. Yeah.
People just started calling me Menace or a Menace. You know, so.
Like, Dennis the Menace or just Menace, period? Like, because you were bad as a child or just, did it have a meaning behind Menace? Or what?
The Menace.
The Menace. Okay, the Menace.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Yep, we hear you.
Well, yeah, that,
and
that
I have a question.
I gave me that kind of developed, you feel me? Moving around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, and I guess, you know, tabloids and whatnot, they play into a lot of, certain stuff could be minor, let's say, between this rapper and this rapper, this rapper and this R&B artist. Do you feel like the media and tabloids and stuff play into, like, hype, let's we say beef and stuff up to higher heights than it really is? Do you think, because a lot of stuff could be something minor. I'm not talking about you, just so I'm just saying period in general. But do you think they hype stuff up to be more sometimes than what it is?
Oh, yeah. All the time. All the time. It could be anything. They're going to talk about it and make it bigger. You know, that's their game. That's their job.
You're right. I guess that's how they're relevant because, yeah. It's always, I noticed when with you, it's always something with you too. But it's like, only thing, if you look at the certain situations, you may have been altercations or whatever, it's, you've always been a realist about certain things. That's one thing I can say. I've noticed when people have interviewed you and they talked about you, you've always been a realist. It's, with you, it's black and white, there is no gray.
Exactly.
If someone, you said such and such, I think is a straight bitch. They come, you can be like, yeah, I said it. You don't never sugarcoat what you say and you never backpedal. You stand by whatever you say. You're a man. You stand by it. And I noticed that a lot of people will say stuff just to hype themselves up to make it look like, but when they're fronted or confronted by that certain person, they back down. And it seems like certain situations, you stood up. If you were standing by yourself, you still stood up.
Yeah, that's how I was raised, though. That's how I was taught. A lot of niggas weren't raised like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of niggas weren't raised like that. A lot of people had...
Mm-hmm.
You know, knew how to hide behind, you know, rocks and shit.
Yeah.
Niggas wasn't really teaching them, you know, the rules of the streets and the, you know, rules of the game. So
mm-hmm.
that's why shit be stuff like it is now.
And it's funny you said how you were raised, hon, because, see, I was on your IG early and I made a post, and I said you're such a humble and down-earth man. You could be straight Hollywood. And I was telling Ernest, I said, this man probably thought I was a stalker because I've been in your inbox since, what, January, February, asking you when can I get an interview. I'm very persistent, as you know, but I'm very respectful with this. I didn't get all crazy like this. They're like, who's this crazy, bro? But I was very respectful. But I said, you're so down to earth and humble. And I said that salute to your parents because you was raised correctly to be a man. You're just so humble and down to earth. And you got some of these people who ain't nothing, you know, or not at your level, and they act so Hollywood. So Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it's just like when I met 50 Cent. He came here local to Minnesota, me and Ernest both. At we took pictures with him, and he was so down to earth. And I thought of all people, you'd think he got the biggest ass head. 50 Cent was so, he couldn't hold a conversation with me.
Yeah,
he was so down to earth. And I want to say salute to your parents, whoever raised you, they raised you correctly. You're very, you talk back to your fans when they talk to you on IG. I noticed that. But when someone get out of pocket, you do address it. you check them.
Yeah.
But you talk back to your fans. You're not snooty and high fidelity like some of these rappers who are not relevant anymore. And they're still, you know, acting like it's back in the 80s and 90s. And they're not relevant in the actual Hollywood. So.
A lot of time niggas just be. It's all hype, man. You feel me?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. Okay, Mr. Ernest.
They gave me choices. Feel me? Choices
yeah.
to let me make them.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think that's what helped me a lot. Wasn't no sugar.
And I noticed
everything was real at 100.
And I do notice you're always putting up something or saying something about your children. And, you know, just you putting up pictures of big booty hoes or this girl. I rarely see pictures on your ID, and I'm on there like an investigator, okay? I pay attention. I notice you're always pictures of you and your kids. You're live. It's you and your kids. you are in their life, and that's not just that money, daddy's check, but daddy's there present, and that's how it should be.
Yeah, now I be out of town a lot working and shit, so
yeah.
And I can spare for while I'm not working, I'll make sure I do that. So that's actually my positive for me. You feel me? No matter what he's doing, so
yeah.
So,
I'm sorry. But you know the people I'm talking about. They have more pictures of broads that they knocked off of this girl. And you rarely catch the pictures of them and their kids, them interacting with their children.
Because they ain't taking care of their kids, that's why.
Even if you met your daughter was up, her butt was there, and you're like, put your butt down before I whoop you. You were talking to them about them to clean up the back of your car because they messed it up.
Yeah.
And she had her behind, she was trying to hide. He was like, get your butt out there. I was like, he just took that in there real quick because you know these crazy folks out there. You're like, nah, sit down.
We don't know how people work, like, so you gotta make sure you
try. Yeah. That you do. Ernest? She's like, well, she just shut up, Ernest.
No, it looks like y'all are fine. Well, all right, well, one thing I do want to make sure you get out there, go ahead, tell people your social media, and then we'll talk some more about your music that you got out now.
Okay, y'all, my social media is Compliments, website Compliments, however you want to contact Compliments.
Okay, there it is. So, all right, bro, tell us about what you're doing currently with the music.
Excuse me?
Can you hear
what you're like, what you doing currently? Yeah, what's the current music that you're
what projects?
Well, yeah, the last project I had dropped was Backwards and Twisted. And then, you know, I'm finna drop a whole new video CD to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's going to be the whole CD is going to be videos, you feel me? And then
okay.
I'm working on an album called Blindfolded that I have with another artist named Eastwood. I'm going to drop that too.
Eastwood, Beastwood, salute the OG. I know who he is. Yeah.
Yeah, he was just in the Tupac movie and shit too.
Yeah, All Eyes on Me.
Yeah, he played Trayvon.
With Blue Da Vinci and Little Bull and, yeah, a couple of BMX brothers. Yeah. But I'm sorry. Be quiet. I know Eastwood. Look, I know Eastwood. Okay, Eastwood. He's, that's the homie. He's good people. Anyways, I'll be quiet. I'm sorry.
Hell yeah. Eastwood, that's my dog. You know, he had a situation with No Limit. I had got him off the No Limit situation and been moving around.
Okay. Because, see, we were going to, a previous station I've been working. I've been trying to get him. I know he's been really busy for an interview. I didn't think about it. I should have pressed it. Could have had both of you guys on here at the same time. So I know we do have some music tonight that you guys, that he's on, like one of your songs. We are going to play that he's on it, one of your songs.
Okay.
But yeah, the homie. Do you have any other celebrities that's going to be on your new music you're putting out?
Not really. I just really been building on me. Unless you hear like a single or something with one of my peers.
Mm-hmm.
And the project, I'm trying to really base it on, like, back to how I was, man. Just, you want the artist, you hear the artist. So I probably have one song with that thing on it. Everything that got me is me right now.
Okay. Got that West Coast vibe. At least we know you're not auto-tuned, okay? You are you. You listen to your music when you first put out. You listen to your music now. It's you. You know, some artists switch it up.
Yeah, you know.
No auto tune.
You
know, yeah.
How about
you? Said true to your craft. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to switch up, but some switch it up to the auto tune is what I'm talking about. When they switch it up and it's not, you know, you straight, how can I explain? You're a West Coast rapper. You straight heart West Coast. You know how they'll switch it up the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, you put out a pop album right now, people would be like, what? That's
yeah,
not complimented. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, how they'll switch up who they are just to try to sell. They're not true to who they originally were when they got into the game is what I'm saying, how they'll switch stuff up. Now they're singing on their songs. And your last album, you're talking about murdering somebody and, you know, getting with the AK. Now you're talking about, you know, I'm in love and I want to cook her some bacon and eggs. And you're singing now, like T-Pain.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. But anyway.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Ernest, we do have some music for him, correct? I know you were sick in our Ernest. That's why I'm just trying to, you know, try to take the lead. You don't have to do so much work.
Really? I don't think you had a choice. You just monitor.
That sounds good.
It is what it is.
3 times a minute.
Menace,
you don't know, I normally don't do a whole lot of talking. I just came back, and I normally don't do a whole lot of talking. I usually kind
of.
He is asking
me,
Missy J.
Hold on. Keep going. Don't forget, we got another interview. Get it? So, bro, we're going to play your music. It's called Old Man. Go ahead and give us a hot introduction to it before she gets it going again, bro. Just come with it.
He's wrong. All right.
This is Old Man.
I'm a protest.
Thanks for Constantine and Equip. Check it out. Check it out.
On the diverse.
Trouble, I'm like old man. Say a prayer for this nigga. I'm just thumbing through these bandits like 12 grand. Old man, oh my gosh, old man.
I'm a stunt on these niggas every day that I'm living nonstop.
Old man,
I'm a hustle on my grind. I'm a hustle till I'm standing on top.
Old man, OMG. For the dough man, yeah. Get the money like the dough man. And my whip clean like an old man. I know they love it, popping bottle like old man. Get the money like old man. Ain't like no man. These niggas know I'm just sticking to the old plan.
You want trouble, I'm like old man. Say a prayer for this nigga. I'm just thumbing through these bandits like 12 grand. Old man. Oh my gosh, old man,
I'm a stunt on these niggas every day that I'm living nonstop.
Old man, I'm a hustle on my grind, I'm a hustle till I'm standing on top.
Old man, OMG, old man, OMG, old man, OMG, old man,
I get money, I can count them bands with no ends. Old man, I just got it from a showman. If the club is been some old bands, got so much cash, so much to crew, we bought the whole land. Woo. One time for my ladies who respect themselves. Two time for the maters, need to check yourself. I just dropped the tape, I bought a new Ferrari. I stop and I don't stop to tell her, hey, it's all
right. Old man, say a prayer for this nigga. I'm just thumbing through these bandits like 12 grand. Old man, oh my gosh, old man.
I'm a stunt on these niggas every day that I'm living nonstop.
Old man, I'm a hustle on my grind. I'm a hustle till I'm standing on top.
Old man, OMG.
Twisting on my fingers using both hands. Bust the chop at your feet and make you slow dance. And probably let it pop a pill, but that's your whole plan. And I make a walk behind me, we don't hold hands. Oh man. Nigga tripping in that gutter, let him know, man. Oh man. The money still spinning, whole bands. And I'm still getting money with my old friends.
You want trouble, I'm like, old man. Say a prayer for this nigga. I'm just thumbing through these bandits like 12 grand. Old man, oh my gosh, old man.
I'm a stunt on these niggas every day that I'm living nonstop.
Old man,
I'm a hustle on my grind. I'm a hustle till I'm standing on top.
Old man, OMG.
Okay, it's Compton Menace right here on Monsters Radio Live. Looks like his line dropped off.
So yeah. That's a nice track right there. You dig? I didn't expect that when I first got it. You dig? I like that track.
Okay.
That's a nice track.
Really? You sure you want to speak,
sir? Yeah.
I think you was a little hating going on. That's a little hating, okay? But we ain't gonna get into
it. How could I hate? I ain't getting no space.
Okay. Give your girl a little space. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. But yeah, his call dropped off.
Yeah, his call dropped off. Yeah, so hopefully he'll call back.
He'll call back.
But guess who we do have here? We have our second interview of the day. Today we got Lee Hayes and Kirby. We have him on the line. So let's go ahead and jump in and talk with him.
Okay.
Now, did you say he's got a book or something like that? Let's just ask him what he got going on. What's good, DeHaven? How you doing, sir?
Yo, whoa. What up?
What's up?
How y'all
what's
doing?
Up? Good.
Ain't
how are you doing,
man,
sir?
Yeah, that track was hard, man. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, man. But,
you want to spit a few bars?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Right.
Drop it. How are you doing, sir? How's your night going?
I'm all right, yeah. My night is good. I'm staying posted to this internet, still doing writing.
Okay.
Trying to give my little audience something to read about my life, something about my life.
Tell everyone who you are for those who don't know who DeHaven Irby is. Tell them who you are.
Well, my name is DeHaven Irby, man. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. A lot of y'all don't know me. Y'all might know me by Gil Headache. And, Gil Headache, DeHaven. I've been all over Jay-Z records from Reasonable Doubt to 444.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We grew up together. Shared 25 years or 30 years of being around each other, living around each other, our families and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to write a book about my life. And, I said this 6 or 7 years ago, and I came out on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people know me from the YouTube from back then, and to this day, it's like, I don't know, last time I checked, 6 million views. Like, you know, so a lot of people are familiar with it, and everybody a lot of people in the street, a lot of people, you know, everybody know who I am. But kind of let it go back then because I was going at a different direction. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of things I was going at it, I wasn't seeing clearly. You know what I mean? So, I let it sit alone, put it on the back burner. You know, found myself, got school, graduated, had a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations.
That was just, you know, I set myself to have some goals and. You know, one of the three goals was to graduate and then finish this book. So this is where I am.
It's never too late. Congratulations
on
that. No matter how old you get, you can always go back and get that piece of paper. I salute you on that.
That's right.
I salute you.
You know what I'm saying? So
education is a must nowadays.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that kind of took my focus off for that back then. So I finished that, and now I am. I want to finish this goal out. This is just to finish this book. You know, it starts out a little controversy, you know what I'm saying, because me and Jay had our outs and, you know, in our relationship, you know what I'm saying, so, but it is what it is.
Okay, so what's the name of your
writing,
book?
DeHaven.
DeHaven, okay.
Because I run with, you know, my name as a brand and who I am, and I am the product, you know. This is some of the stuff I learned, you know what I'm saying, in the business of, you know, all this, what's going on with the business and the brands and all this. So I figured my name is this issue. It's an unusual name.
Okay.
He mentioned it. He gave it clarity, you know what I'm saying, and the world knew who I am, you know.
Okay.
So that's just about it. And lately I've been posting up online, you know what I'm saying, excerpts of my book, certain chapters. And everybody got a, you know. Seem to be getting, you know, interesting because, you know, one of the chapters is, you know, Jigga left me in jail. So it's just everybody like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? It's, it is what it is, but it's a story, but I don't want people to get it to YouTube. You know, a lot of people thinking and going at this like, you know, it's the same angle as YouTube, where I was trying to expose him, and you know, like I said, it's a different perspective now. It's actually I'm exposing me. You know what I'm saying? This is mine. This is about me.
Right.
So you know, so I get a lot of backlash. You know, about people like, yo, are you exposing him? Why are you telling the story? You know, I'm not telling nothing different. You know, I'm telling a little bit different from what he's been saying over the last 20 years on records. But this is just my version. You know, so people think finding it interesting. You know, so, you know, hopefully I get this 6 million people back. You know what I'm saying? And I give them something to read. Mm-hmm. But it's been so interesting. Like, if you read my comments online, like, people are like, shit, Doc, this is like, right after I look at Power, I'm looking at this. You know, those are the people that really know, you know, what's been going on with this story. So they've been following it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're getting this, now they're getting to read, like, the actual events and shit. So, you know, it's working for me. So, you know, and kind of opened up some doors. Some phone calls been made to me, and, you know, I'm going to see where this go. I was expecting it to be on a download. That's where we heading at. You know, it's going to be downloaded in chapters. But since I wanted to do it that way, that woke up, you know, film companies and people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about it until this is all over the table, but it woke up some people about talking about a series. So, you know, it's looking all right. You know, it's just trying to put in the work and, you know, get people to get on to this story and promote it. And, you know, they're going to find an interesting story. And at the end of the day, it's a, you know, I made sure it's positive, man. Nobody's going to look back. You know, it's going to look like just every, you know, the normal people that make bad decisions and, you know, get by it. You know, something for the youth to learn about.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at with
okay.
it. So, and I'm hoping Minnesota.
So basically, the book is interested in.
Huh?
What about Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm hoping y'all.
I definitely want to ask about.
What's up?
No, I definitely was going to ask you about, you know, if you're doing tours with the book signing and stuff like that.
Tomorrow this way.
Oh, yeah, that's a must.
Okay.
That's definitely a must. That's
are you sending subliminals?
shit, that, yeah. Like, get me out there ASAP, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know, you know. I'm just trying to, like, get out there in those areas and get the story, you know, because, you know, all these years they've been listening to the records and, you know what I mean, his mm-hmm. actual story, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you're a fan and, you know, you like the music, because I love his music, and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, now you get to read about some of the stuff, you know what I'm saying? It won't be some little messages. But,
right. Yeah.
You know,
so here's another question I do want to ask you. I mean, I know you say when you like post some stuff and some people say some things to you, but you know, I mean, did you ever like think about, you know, maybe at some point, you know, Jay might try to lash back? Because you know, I'm not saying you know you're putting them in a totally bad light. You're just telling it like it is. But you know what I mean. But some people might see that negative. I mean, have you ever? You know, that, like, crossed your mind? Like, maybe, you know, Jay might get mad because, you know, hey, I'm not trying to compare Jay to B, but, you know, how if somebody says something about Beyonce, that beehive is on your ass. But you understand what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know, you know, if he get mad or not, but he definitely addresses the issues, you know what I mean? He let it be known that he's talking to me. I know when he's talking about me. I know when he's talking, you know, just like just now on the 444 album, the BAM record, you know, I understood that. I understood when he was talking about, you know, guys writing recklessly underneath the internet and this and that, you know, writing comments. But, you know, in all reality, them comments and what we writing is real. What I'm writing is real, you know, whether you like it or not. But, you know, he ain't saying whether he like it or not, but at the end of the day, if it's, it may be reckless to him, but, you know, it's actually true to me, you know. This is my disinversion. But he gave it clarity, he gave it light, so they let it know he's watching, he's looking. You know, I didn't understand what could be wrong with me telling my story on the internet when Your music is on the internet. Like, we both telling the story, you know. Now the platform is a little level now. Like, we got internet, you know, we didn't have a voice 10 years ago, really, 10, 20 mm-hmm. years ago, they didn't really have a voice. You know, now we get to have a voice against the record, since it seemed to be the same thing throughout the internet. But, you know.
I have a question with that. How do you feel about some of the stuff I know you said in the past, like Jay-Z's rapped about or talked about, is really was about your life, not his, about, you know what I'm saying, him talking about, like, he did X, Y, and Z, but really it was not him, it was you. I mean, how do you feel? Because you know how some people may come back and be, like I told you before, we talked a little bit off air about people doing devil's, I was going to be devil's advocate. Some people could say, are you just saying this because you're jealous? Are you just saying this because you went to jail and, you know, Jay-Z's on this big time superstar, you know, millionaire or whatever or whatnot, and because he's not looking out for you, are you just hating? How do you feel? How do you come at people when they say that to you or they're thinking that? How would you respond, I guess? What's your rebuttal?
I have no reason to be jealous. That's my life.
Yeah.
We made it to the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We made it to the Hall of Fame. I say we. There, without me, it wouldn't be possible. It wouldn't have happened.
Okay.
So,
yep.
No, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have been possible. So I figured, you know, not figure that it all starts somewhere and everybody know where it started. It started at Reason No Doubt, which is my life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't hate on them. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate on the music. I love the music. You know what I'm saying? I
salute
love
him to what he had going on. Yeah. Has he ever apologized to you or said sorry or, man, I'm sorry I left you out there hanging to dry. I'm sorry. I didn't look out for you. Did he ever come to you and say, man, I'm sorry? He's never apologized or reached out to try to own up to?
No, that ain't never happened. That ain't never happened. You wreck your brain trying to figure out why it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think pride has something to do with it? The ego's pride, the ego.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot to do with it too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And probably my approach had a lot to do with it. And, you know, man got to be man at the end of the day. You know, I think.
Yeah.
But you know, this situation, I can't really have no more thoughts about why.
Yeah.
Because I'm moving forward.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
What I did get is, like, they don't give a shit about me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the attitude I get. So why should I, you know, waste time thinking about, you
care about that? About him. But in life, there's something called karma, hon. There's something called karma, and it comes back. And you can see his life, he portrayed it as one thing, how it kind of got aired out that he's not the perfect husband. He's not the perfect da-da-da-da that... Karma comes back sooner or later. It shows the truth. It shows the real, you know, it shows you truly who you are. I don't wish bad on anyone, but I thank God for karma. It, you know, it's karma comes back and she show it off. Yeah. 10 times worse.
You do to people, you know, and the tables turn. All of that come to light.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's about how you handle it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're either going to handle it, you know, one way or you handle it like a man. The face up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, but it's, you know, it's beyond just me and him. You know, me and him is solid, you know, solid, but there's so many other people involved. There's so many other.
Because I said, weren't there three of you? I know the picture we had that we used. Wasn't there three of you that were like friends? You were three of you guys?
Yeah. Me, Jay, and Emery in that picture. So.
Okay, where's the other person? Where is he at?
Where, Emery? Most likely with Jay.
You don't speak with him? Oh, okay. You don't speak with him at all either. Okay.
No, we don't speak at all either.
Well, we can see from Damon Dash that Jay-Z don't work well with people. You can see from their, you know, their friendship or their business partnership that went left that he has issues with working with people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can say that, but I mean, I look at it like, you know, if I'm dispensable for what I brought to the table and what I sacrificed and what my family sacrificed, we, you know, anybody is disposable. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So none of that is a surprise to me.
Okay,
wow. So you never were really in the music business yourself? Are you, you're not an artist yourself or no?
No. I actually, watched it all. I mean, I enjoyed it being around it. I played a part to it had to have a vision. We gave it a vision. The streets gave it a vision. So, but I never was a part of it. I supported it, you know what I mean? Because, back then, it wasn't no money in it. Back then, you know what I'm saying? We were supplying that game. Like, the streets was holding that game down. So, it wasn't an interest like that to me because I didn't see the money and the value in it. I just knew my boy was the nicest that was out here.
You played your role and did what you had to do so he could do what he needed to do as far as music.
Everybody had a role to this.
Okay, and just you played yours to the best. Okay, Mr. Ernest.
Okay.
We do have
a caller that pressed one. They may have a question for you, but, but yeah, tell us some more, because you say the book is mainly going to be about you, but just the chapter of it is going to be about your relationship with Jay-Z. What else are we going to read about in the book other than just stuff about Jay-Z?
You're going to read about before the drugs and stuff came in the game, what kind of person I was, what kind of hustler I was, I've been doing this since 10 and 11 years old in the streets hustling.
Wow.
Running my own business at 13 and entrepreneuring and hustling and newspaper routes and number running, doing it all. I was already going to school with thousands of dollars in my pocket in the 6th, 7th grade.
That age, wow. Okay.
At that age, But it's all before that. You know what I mean? It just shows
you're talking back, you were...
I had.
Okay.
It's just showing you the mentality I had and the upbringing, from being raised by, certain people. And, so you get a perspective on, my whole hustle. The government, you're going to see, I put a $200,000-$300,000 operation together, by myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. by myself. So, it's going to be interesting. We made a lot of money. Lots and lots of money. We had lots and lots of fun. You don't read about it all, mm-hmm. but it's a downside to it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay,
and,
you're right about that.
Throughout the years, Jay talked about all the ups and downs of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just put it in a better perspective and let you know I live this shit. End of the day, it's going to be a good read. It's definitely something interesting.
Right. And hey, it's going to make an awesome movie. I'm just saying, I think that will be a great, great movie. Let's check over here with the caller right quick. And then we still got some time left in the show before we got to wrap it up. But let's see what they on right quick. 917-557, who we got on the line? Hello.
Yeah, this is Primo right here. And
Primo.
I have a question. Yeah, I have a question. For people that may not know, as far as you and Jay-Z is concerned, I have two questions. My first question is, what actually inspired y'all to take the hustle game to the level that y'all did when you brought him under? And when did you first begin seeing things go sour? And how do you feel about things now in general? And what is your plans for the future?
Oh, that's a good question.
Three questions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you should have said that one at a time. I almost forgot the first one.
Go ahead. Work it. He worked it all in. So,
okay.
Now you break it down.
Take it to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What inspires us? The money. The money grew. Mm-hmm. The connections got better. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to put you on mute just a little bit. Call our friend.
Was
back
nothing. Sky was the limit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that what inspired me. And when it inspired me, I made sure I brought my team along. So it inspired all of us. So that's what inspired me
the second question was what?
Yeah, I'll let him ask. Yeah, I'll let him ask it again.
When did you notice it started going south?
There you go.
When did it start going south?
Notice
it started going south between you and him.
It started going south. See, when it started to have problems within our circle, you know, it started going south when I wasn't available, you know, I wasn't available to oversee things and make sure things was all right, things was running smooth. And when I wasn't available, things, the conflict within the circle started, and it started to go sour there. But fast forwarding it, when the federal situation came in, that's supposed to override all of it. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to all, we all link together in this. You know, so it really went sour. And it's been sour since. So.
Okay.
And
I think
the last is where, what's in the future? You know, what's in the future is something beyond Paid in Full, something beyond, you know, or Welcome to Compton. Like, this is this could something beyond power. Like, this could be something huge. You know what I'm saying? And I like to, for people to be sitting in front of the screen seeing this, because it's an icon being made and history being made.
Okay.
Like, you know. And I'm attached to it at the end of the day. So I would like to see that on, you know, reading, book, kite, I don't give a shit, conversation. You know what I'm saying? I like to see everybody talking about this, everybody seeing this, you know what I mean? Who wouldn't want to see it? So that's where we want to go with this.
They were true stories.
While I'm in the director's seat. Make sure while I'm in a director's seat, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the ending goal.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay.
All right.
All right. So, no, he's still there. I just had to put on mute because we were getting his background noise. I'm going to open up
that feedback.
One more again.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that information, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for sharing that information.
All right.
Yeah. I just wanted a little more clarity on where you're going with this, because there may be some people out there that might be hating because of who he is, you know? And I just wanted to hear your perspective, because not a lot of people is actually going to look at it from the outside in. And from the inside out until they're actually able to see the whole entire story. So my question was how to actually get that story out there. You know, that's something that I was interested in.
Isn't that what you're doing with your book? You're talking about your story, Deep Haven? When your book, like, sum up a lot of it up?
Say it again?
I said, when your book that you're putting out, your book, wouldn't that kind of... kind of tell everything, the tell-all book? Wouldn't that more or less what he's asking about both sides of what really happened? Your book is what I'm stating. He's not going to tell everything that happened? Or
well,
no?
I'm going to tell everything from my perspective. When you say tell-all, I'm telling you my it's going to be sort of like a biography. It's my life. I'm telling you from my perspective of my life.
Okay. Because they always say it's three sides. It's your side, his side, and then they say the truth. You know, there's always three sides to a story.
Yeah,
how everyone, because how you look at it may be different how he looks at it. Yeah, and then there's facts.
And
receipts.
Facts don't
need
no support, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like to go at things with facts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To keep everybody on, you know, on the same page, you go at it with facts. You know, you got to... This generation, you got to separate them too from them because they don't get it right. Facts from fiction, and they don't get it right.
Yeah.
And it screws up everything.
Okay. You're right. You're right. When it's, you got the receipts or the facts, you can't deny that.
Can't deny the facts. You know, paperwork, you're not going to be able to deny it.
Yep. You read about that. Thank you, caller, for calling in. I appreciate it.
Hold on. One more thing. Tell people how they can connect with you on social media if they want to find out, you know, more about your excerpts and your clips.
So if you haven't got on there now or haven't been on there or you're just getting on there,
mm-hmm.
you should read the three chapters I put up. I mean, the three inserts I put up for that chapter.
Okay.
It's DeHaven 444. That's DeHaven 444. That's my IG. That's my Instagram. You can go on DeHaven 444 Facebook. And check out my next posting. Is my last posting. That's the most later at the end of the court case. And you're going to see that is definitely an interesting read. I mean, you should be calling. I mean, that should capture you right then and there. And next week, this Sunday is the last post. Stay with me. I'll keep y'all posted. I got so much other stuff to talk about, you know. And that's how I feel. That's all my social media right there. You can go to DeHaven.com. You know what I'm saying? See me win. That's helping. That's my campaign right there. You know, that's the new guy. See me win. Support that. And I keep y'all posted to the rest. Like I said, it's DeHaven 444. Hit me up on the IG, man. Fill that up. You know what I mean? Sooner or later. You know, I think real soon I'm going to be looking for producers. I'm going to be looking for artists. You know, so I'm definitely going to bring this music to it. It's got to be a soundtrack about my life now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
He said, if you made whole, make another whole. So I know there's millions of them out there. So they just need the platform and opportunity. So
that's
get at me. All right. I appreciate you guys for having me on tonight.
We appreciate you for coming on.
I didn't forget that plate from that food truck. I don't know what
I got you. I got you.
I want that.
I got you. We're going to talk off air. I got you. I told you. I got you. I can throw down in the kitchen. You can tell already. I got you on that.
I hear you. All right. You're looking out, man. Nice. Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you for coming on. Yeah, I really do appreciate it.
Make sure I connect with you on all those social medias and so I can definitely share with the rest of our fans so they can connect with you as well, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And check out everything that you got. And like we're saying, hey, hopefully we can get you here to Minnesota for a book signing or something like that.
Oh
you
yeah.
Know what I mean?
That's a lot.
You're more than welcome to come out. We always got something off, bro. So
speaking
in
existence.
To you for taking time
to be here. Good vibe.
Right.
All right. What are we trying to say?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Wow. Ernest, I got a message from Menace, and he's saying he's sorry. His call dropped off, but he's going to try to call back. So I don't know if we still have time to receive his call, but he just sent me a message. He texted me back instead of texting and said that he was calling back in. He's trying to get called back in, so.
Okay.
I don't know if he's
back
on board.
Well,
he said, yeah. He says, call him back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see when he comes on the board. But for now, let's go ahead and take a music break. Hey, let's play some more of his music. Get in. Check it out.
Oh, let's
right
try
track
that.
With him and Chris Brown called Put On Monsters Radio Live on the Comic Cafe on a Thursday night.
What up, what you do? Oh, yeah, let me hit you right back. I'm in the booth. Right back.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah. M-E-N-A-C-E.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit started off a hustle. Nothing I could do on my own. I leave
least that's what I thought until I did it on my own. Never hate on the haters, just look at the motivation. Know that the biggest winners the ones with the most patience. Gonna ride high, keep my head up. One thing you can scared of is a head up. At a young age, I learned how to man up. With that being said, you know I had to keep my bands up. Suckers for living, yeah, that's how I do it. Meditate the love of menace, cause I'm the truest. All I ever really known is how to get it. How to stack this paper up and knock it, I'm talking sixes. For the message in these songs, for the real. Couple hundred off a rap, think I'm still dealing. And everybody trying to get a million, but it's hard when you one at a million. It's trying to get it.
And why I'm so addicted to the street life. Now my mama said, I ain't living right. It's all went down the ride. It's been down from day one.
I'm trying to put on
so they can hear how they want.
Put on,
I wanna put on. I'ma put on, I'ma put on. We gon' ball
out. We gon' win this. I can't stand. Hey, when you great, cause I'm on that boss. Nose in the air, that's why you stepping on that dove. And why you do that, I be doing on that Marley. This the function, you better party. How many niggas in the building with me right now?
Hello, ladies, let me say it. I'm about to put on.
Everybody in the same club. I can do this every night and never change up. But if he reach, I'ma reach, I'ma spray up. I'ma paint up. I ain't gon' never have my chain tucked. Why they always try to blame us? Talking this just to get his name up. On the news, guess I'm famous.
Yeah, we made it.
You wanna know what I'm doing.
And why I'm so addicted to the street life. And my mama said, I ain't living right. It's all went down the ride. Been down from day one.
I'm trying to put on
so they can hear how they want.
Put on,
I wanna put on. I'ma put on, I'ma put on. Tonight, I'ma buy 100 bottles. We gon' buy it all.
All I need is gon' suck. You're in this. We gon' win this.
In the ground, I still talk to. Thinking about the day they left, I got a spark too. So hit shish and your body on that ground. Need some help and ain't nobody else around. Two blessings in my life, my son and my daughter. I'm analyzing everything that I ever taught her. I thought it itch to change since I was brought up. Thinking about days when I was caught up. And everybody on that same old. Keeping up with the Joneses, the same old flick. Talking about the classic, got it but never had it. Pulling up in that Jag, can't even gas it. I stack it up and I gotta keep it. And every day I'm on the hustle, yeah, I'm never sleeping. And everybody trying to get a million, but it's hard when you find that a million.
They wanna know what I'm doing. And why I'm so addicted to the street life. And my mama said, I ain't living right. It's all went down the ride. It's been down from day one.
I'm trying to put on
so they can hear how they. Tonight, I'ma buy 100 bottles, we gon' ball out.
All I need is a suck, you're in this, we gon' win this.
I'ma try to put on. So they can hear how they want.
Put on.
I'ma put on. I'ma put on.
Tonight.
I'ma buy 100 bottles. We gon' ball out.
All I need is a suck. You're in this. We gon' win this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That's some more
time. See me at the club, okay?
Woo! Oh, that's hot right there. That's hot. That's definitely hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
So, make me start she walking, okay? Yes.
Make sure you guys hit us up online so we can get you the links to where these mixtapes are. I believe they're on thatpiff.com. What's the name of the mixtapes mm-hmm. again? You remember the
Pardon
name
me?
Of them?
Which,
what's the name of the mixtape?
His name of, yes, I do. Hold on. The name of his mixtape, the one you're talking about, the ones we listen to? Or all of them, period?
Yeah.
Backwards and Twisted and The Way It Is.
Yeah. The Way It Is. There we go.
Did you? Yeah. Did he call back in?
Nope. That was a hot. Nope.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, okay. I know he's a busy man. He was at a convention. Okay. He was at a convention in Vegas. So, and he was in the mix. So, like I said, he's always moving and grooving, chasing that bag. And I salute him on that. But you know what I would love to see him do? I wonder if he would ever do a reality show or let them do, you know, sometimes they do a reality show about them or his life. Like, do a two-part segment or a three-part segment. You know what I'm saying? I think it should be called, everyone, you guys are listening to me say it, Nicole Jenkins, Nikki J said on E-Monster Radio, it should be called Chasing That Bag or My Life or Compton Men Is My Life or Compton Men Is Chasing That Bag or something. I'm dead serious. Just show his struggle, to show what he does. It's not all glitz and glam like they people think. This man is out here constantly in a different time zone. It seems like every day, every other day, he's in a different time zone. Struggle behind what, you know, what they see and after on the you know, on the videos, or they see this on IG, but the struggle behind it. You know, I'm putting stuff out there. I think he should do something like that. No, I'm just saying. Because, boy, Eastwood, he got connections. You know, let's put this out there. Maybe he can remember 10 or 15, right. 10% when it happens. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, Ernest, we said it first. We, it's not just me, it's a we. We're king, Ernest. We said it first. So we get our little 10%, you know, thinking of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking out. We eat, I eat, you eat. You eat, I eat. We're family. Right?
Right. That's what's up. So, let's see. Okay, what's some more things we could talk about, these guys? We'll give them probably about another 10 minutes to call in.
Okay, what else can we talk about?
And then we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Let's talk about my dude, Ernest E. Monster. What do you have going on coming up? Because you're going to be DJing on Saturday. And I know I'm going to be your little sister. I'm going to be in the house. Hey. Trying to do the percolator now.
Oh!
You're like, girl, please don't. I want to see all that up in the air. But no, right. Let's talk about what you got going on, E. Monster.
Okay. Well, technically,
let's talk about you.
This weekend,
something you rarely do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk, hey, a lot of people say this. How can we not talk about you more? It's not always about me. You know?
Glory announcement, make it about you.
Say, right. So, basically, it's going to be a monstrous weekend. Saturday at a zoo.
Okay.
I believe that's 400 3rd Street, downtown Minneapolis, right there near the Twin Stadium.
Okay.
Freeway Ricky Ross coming in to town. So, as you guys know, we interviewed him just not too long ago. Got word today that Monsters Radio, DJ E Monster, will be on the ones and two holding it down. Big shout out to King King Corner and King Entertainment.
Okay.
And also Ears to the Street, Southside Fancy and Cold Piece. So I'll be doing that Saturday. And then Sunday we'll be doing the National Night Out Northside for the Camden community, brought to you by Baby Boo Number One Photos, hosted by Rob G. We got a lot of great artists coming out on Sunday nights for a great cause for the community. We're trying to do a great thing coming, I believe it's August 1st, outside. We got a bunch of stuff for the kids, and it's to bring the community together. You dig? So that's what
that's
about
what's
Sunday.
Up. It's
and
about
then Monday.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then Monday, I'll be for the first time. That's right. For the first time, Monsters Radio, DJ E Monster will be at the 4th Street Saloon for the Rob G and the EQ Playoffs. That's right. I said in the EQ Playoffs.
On Monday?
A live band is going down. Yes, Monday night, 4th Street Saloon. Live band is going
down. We will be there.
Down.
You mean we? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We.
Yes.
Okay.
All of us.
Okay.
So that's the things I got going. I got some other things coming up here real soon.
Okay.
But that's the things that's coming up this weekend.
Okay. Okay, I got a couple of things I want to put out there real quick. Tomorrow, everybody know, mm-hmm. I'll be on that food truck, Soul Food Truck. Anyways, mm-hmm. the Soul Food. Anyways, tomorrow we're going to be at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. We're catering that tomorrow. And I'll be out there, you know, me and all my personality. From tomorrow from 10 to 2 over the VA Medical Center. We're going to be feeding veterans tomorrow at this little tour catering. I'll be over there. So I'll be in the mix. And I want to say mm-hmm. what's up to Mr. Mayhem. I know he's probably listening. That's the fan right there. That man is such a positive man. I told him earlier I want to say thank you to him because they said when you're a true boss is when you're in a position to help other people get in that position. And I want to say he's family. Anything I call this man about or I have an ideal, I want to vent or money about chasing a bag or something, he'd be like, okay, sis, we could do that. And he's very supportive because he see I'm doing it just like he is and just like these other guys. I got a son that's in college. I'm trying to chase that bag just like the next. And I want to say thank you to him because he always got my back on certain things. He always listens. And in the future, we're looking at in September, Compton Menace will be coming here to Minnesota to perform. And Mr. Mayhem and myself will be bringing him here. So he will, we'll give you dates. We'll be coming up. But he will be coming, and there's also kind of, I don't know, I really can put it totally out there, but there's a superstar that me and you talked about that's coming here in August, and our show will be getting that interview, and he's a super, superstar that Mr. Mayhem is putting out, that he's bringing this artist here. He's known worldwide, and I can't say his name just yet because it's still, you know, doing this little stuff, but he's big time. I just want to say thank you to Mayhem. Anytime he can help someone do something, he will. He's always giving back. And I just want to say a salute to him because he's always, always, always helping and giving back. And that's what it's about, helping the next, helping your brother or helping your sister try to achieve. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not kissing ass or anything. I just want to say a salute and I appreciate it. And again, I want to say I appreciate you. Because anything I ask you, you'd be like, okay, crazy girl. I got you. I got you. And I want to say thank you. You've never told me no. Never. Except for when we went to have that little lunch. You was like, you sure don't need help? I got a little litty, but I was with family. I was with my bro. You have my
right.
And
right,
the moon sign got to me, okay? But we had fun. You and I, we needed that. We needed that business luncheon. We needed that to, you know, to enjoy ourselves. But it was about business. But Monster Radio is a great platform. People should really appreciate it. It's a platform to get to, you know, a lot of them need independent artists to get to that next level. And I want to say I salute you and I thank you for it because you help a lot of people local and not, you know, outside of the Twin Cities area. Mm-hmm. So salute you. And you're
right.
Well, you know, thank you for those people. Thank you for being there for them.
Right. Well, I originally started out as an artist. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I knew the things that if I had access to them, I could have been, you know, a little further than I was in my beginning of my career.
Yeah.
And that's the type of things I try to give back now. You know what I mean? I got a lot of clout, but my name is pretty good when it's spoken in certain areas.
It is.
But, you know what I mean?
Not like other names, okay?
I try to do things to help other artists, help them get to that next level. You know what I mean? Whether it be some artist development or whatever, whatnot. And I keep it real. Some radio stations will hit you with a stiff bill. You don't have to pay no bills here.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't want to. You dig? It's called
We do take donations. Don't give me... donate. Okay.
Oh, yes, we do. Oh, we do. But all you got to do is sweat equity around here. To share.
Yeah.
Share, comment, and you got to have your fans call in and request your music. If you don't have them request your music ever, it will only stay in our system for 45 days. No request.
You guys hear that?
40.
You hear that?
Things.
And then also, you take professional pictures, sir. And you also do T-shirts. Yeah. You do shirts and hats. And this man's a very talented all-around man. He, besides a comedian about people women's feet, you're a comedian also. But, you know what I'm saying? You also, you're very talented. You take professional pictures. And I'm waiting for you to take my gorgeousness and put it on a T-shirt. Like, bam. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to come up with a phrase or something.
The show tonight was
lovely. I'm so happy to be back with you on the air and laughing and talking. And we're good together. We're really, really good together. And eventually, I will, you know, eventually have my Mr. Mayhem ain't so busy. Because I remember, I know we talked before about me having my own day or whatnot on the night. And I know I talked to him. I could I could see me doing it, but not by myself at that point. But I could see me and Mr. Mayhem doing something together. I kind of talked to him. Remember they were going to do at luncheon? He couldn't go because he was busy. But me and him, I kind of talked to him about that. And he could see himself doing it with me. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? Doing that. Him being on the air as an artist. Yeah, so it, you know, it's in the works. But anyway. Has he called back in?
Okay.
If not, he's not called back in. You want to go to another one of his songs or?
Yeah, we'll go to another one of his songs, but then we'll just go ahead and end off the show, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's see. Which one should we play on our way up out of here? I got
that
one.
Thing
this
up.
Is... So I hope that's that one. I believe I played Eastside in the beginning. I got fucked up, and let's see. This is why I do this. So which one?
Oh, he has that one song. You heard that one song of his? Ernest, I need that
Which
cougar
one?
In my life. You heard that one song?
I ain't heard that one.
Okay, I'm a comedian tonight. I'm done. Okay, I'm sorry. I shut up. No, I have not had anything
tonight,
to drink. I'm sorry. Of course, only for you.
It is what it is. On live radio. Only on live radio.
See, I'm feeling like I got two missions. Feeling like I'm a king and I got two bitches. Feeling like I'm Yao Ming and I got two discs. Feeling like I'm a dream and I got two wishes. Niggas better go and get it. See, I'm all talking about time, talking about problems, talking about crime. Hey, boy, I got them niggas always talking about problems and they know they cannot solve. Put my cam up. Got a nigga I pay. If a door never sit, couple cribs that I stay. Crib on the lake. Don't explain how I feel. All these niggas wanna take. See, everybody cool when you make it do what it do. Everybody cool when they feel like you play the fool. See, I do this shit cause I want to. And they trippin', so I gotta let them know that I saw that. Said one thing about it. Had to go and take another drink about it. Said niggas always gon' talk about shit niggas never gon' see. See, niggas always wanna go and be some niggas they never be. I said, tell the niggas gotta know your ground. $1,000 car, bank account full. Niggas feel I'm stars. Hey, baby, wanna come get it? Wanna talk about shit? Everybody done. Niggas wanna go and think about it. Niggas always wanna say that I'm rapping. Don't know I'm on the run. Still drop with no L's. Sacrifice with no L's. She ain't taking no L's. Niggas know I don't fail. Do it if the shit don't sell for me. See, I do it if the people don't tell them. So I gotta tell my kids it's the real. So I gotta tell my kid what the real is. Hey. Everybody get to using Google. Then they think about the nigga that I am. And I will kill you and I will shoot you. But it's cool. See, I never play fool. Sacrifice yo. Niggas trying to play me. Nigga, I'ma play yo. Gotta tell these niggas all the time. I ain't in to make a friend. So you get that out your mind. Gotta tell him all the time. Live every day like I'm in my prime. Nigga never know that I lost my mind. I got a car fucked up. See my money fucked up. See my bitches fucked up.
You want to hear the rest of it? Go to datpiff.com and look up Compton Menace, and you can hear the rest there. Get it!